Proclamation number 8093, dated the February 2nd, 1962. Ultimate goal is union with God. The perfection of all things is the unity with me, for everything in existence, everything that is visible to you humans, from hard matter up to the human being, is my once emanated strength which were shaped into beings according to my will but which distance themselves from the primary source of strength, thereby becoming incapable of any kind of activity which necessitated strength, and which therefore were reshaped by me into creations of the most varied kinds. And all these creations also sheltered spiritual substance which had fallen away from me and gradually helped it towards perfection. Even matter itself takes this process of higher development, thus everything strives towards perfection. All beings' perfection guarantees the unification with me, the eternal God and Creator. The strength, having flowed forth from me, returns to the primary source of strength again. Every being unites with me and finds supreme bliss in this unification. Anyone who knows about this process which extends over eternities, anyone who is initiated in my eternal plan of salvation, is indeed already close to perfection, because this information already proves that he is illuminated by my light of love which was once voluntarily rejected by the being. In the state of imperfection, in the state of distance from me, the self-aware being, the human being, is still unable to perceive this light of realization, for only my illumination will give him this light. And this illumination can only be conveyed to a person who voluntarily opens his heart, thus, who desires light from me. And opening the heart presupposes the will to approach me again, thus the human being is already on the path of return to me, from whom he once separated of his own free will. Then there will be a conscious striving for perfection. For the person will make an effort to live according to my will, he will subordinate himself to my will, and that means that his nature will adapt itself increasingly more to my fundamental nature, that it will change into love again, because it will constantly open itself to my ray of love and will want to receive it. All resistance in the being will have been broken and nothing will stand in the way of unity with me. It will be moving towards perfection. And in this state it must also gain realization. The human being will be initiated into my eternal plan of salvation. He will once again penetrate the most profound knowledge which the being possessed in the beginning, and it will be able to delight other people with this knowledge if they are willing to accept it. And thus you humans can understand that a light which grants you knowledge about your beginning and your whole process of higher development after the apostasy from me can only be kindled in you by me myself. For only I know all secrets and only I can reveal most profound wisdom to you. I myself am the light which illuminates you when you are being initiated into the truth, and I truly know to what degree my ray of love, that intends to lead you to perfection, can strike you. Yet you can rejoice and cheer that the knowledge at your disposal was directly conveyed to you by my love. You can be glad that you received spiritual wealth imparted to you by me myself through my dormant indwelling spirit. My infinite love even pursued you when you were still vastly distant from me, without self-awareness, disintegrated and struggling through endless pain to come higher. However, once you reached the stage of self-awareness again, you were seized by my love and it took possession of you. You were given a tiny spark of love to accompany you, which was able to enter into contact with me providing it was your will, which, as part of me, was able to take effect in you as soon as you allowed for it. This spark love is not effective against your will, but the fact that it is in you in the state of a human being also provides you with the guarantee that you can completely unite yourselves with me again. And this part of me in you bestows bright light upon you. It instructs you in all truthfulness as soon as you merely allow it to take effect. Then you may delve ever deeper into the truth. Brightest realization will be granted to you once more, and you can emanate the light again which enlightens you from within. For you consciously established the relationship with me, otherwise I would be unable to take effect in you. Because I do not enforce my influence upon a person but expect his complete devotion until I reveal myself to him. However, in the case the spiritual communion will have taken place, I distribute food and drink as nourishment for your soul. I give you the bread of heaven, the water of life. I will speak to you and my word will come alive in you. The soul will perfect itself and be as one with me for time and eternity. Amen.